Hello, this is Kathy Ann Murtha from Access Technology Institute, and I'd like to thank you for joining me for this fifth installment of Internet Fundamentals. Companion web pages for this lesson may be found at www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com/main-menu/run-main-menu-together, M-A-I-N-M-E-N-U. Once again, www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com/main-menu/. When you access that page, you will find a link to Internet Fundamentals. Press Enter on Internet Fundamentals, and then look for the Class 5 link, discussing Accessibility Options. Class 5, Accessibility Options. Today I want to talk a bit about accessibility, the special accessibility features of Microsoft Internet Explorer. These include overriding the web author's font size, font style, the colors on a web page, and if you're adept at CSS, setting your own cascading style sheets by which the browser will adhere and display documents. I'm also going to discuss the advanced features of Internet Explorer's configurations, disabling graphics, getting rid of that script debugging, and a couple other options which I think deserve a little bit of notice. The first thing I'd like to talk about today is the accessibility features and text size. All web designers have the ability to set a font size on their web browser. You have the ability to adjust the size of the font according to their specifications. Let's say, for example, somebody has set a default font size of 12 points, and you would like to increase that font, make it a little bit larger. Or maybe you have a font size that is of medium, and you'd like to reduce it to small. You can do this through the View menu of Internet Explorer. If you open up the View menu, you find an option called Text Size. Pressing Enter on that gives you the option for Largest, Large, Medium, Smaller, and Smallest. If the web designer has specified that his or her web page will be designed and display a 14-point font, 14 points will be the smallest you can go. You can't drop below that. They have specified the font size, and that is the smallest that will be allowed. You can go larger if you'd like. So you can go from smallest, which would be that specified font size, to small, to medium, to larger, and finally to largest. If there is no font size specified on a document, which basically most web designers do because they understand that many people like to set their own font size, you'll be able to go to quite small, possibly 8-point, all the way to 24 points. So you have much more flexibility if the web designer does not specify a font size within his or her document. So to set the font size, you open up your View menu, you press Enter on Text Size, use your arrow keys to navigate to the text size of your choice, and press Enter. Now there may be times that a font size is specified. Many web designers believe larger is better. All visually impaired people see better if the font is 16, 18, 20, 24 points. Well, we know this isn't always the case. People who have restricted field of vision may wish to have a normal size font. Maybe they have perfect vision, but they have a restricted field. People using screen enlargement software will find these larger fonts will affect their ability to properly magnify the site. They may be using a 2 or 3 by magnification. They hit a site that has designated a 16 or 18 point font, and all of a sudden it's in their face. They've got one character per screen. And this can be really frustrating. So the accessibility features of Internet Explorer step in to help solve this problem. You may also find websites that have really glaring colors, or maybe use a special script type font, which is difficult for you to read. Within the accessibility options of Internet Explorer, you can ignore the font size, ignore the font style, ignore the colors specified by the web designer, And you can also set your own cascading style sheet specification if you would like. So you have all of these options available to you. In order to access these special accessibility features of MSIE, open the Tools menu of MSIE and press Enter on Internet Options. Once you've opened the Internet Options dialog, use the Tab key until you locate the Accessibility button and then press the spacebar. You will find a number of options available to you here within the Accessibility options. Notice that you have four checkboxes. The first one is to ignore colors specified on web pages. If you ignore the colors, then every web page will adhere to the color specifications you set in Windows. And you can also set specific colors within the colors dialog of the Internet options. So if you'd like to have all web pages with white text and a black background, you may. The next checkbox will ignore the font styles specified on a web page. Maybe a web designer has specified a particular script type font which makes it look like handwriting. Or maybe there's some spidery font that's difficult for you to read. Or maybe you just like one particular font and you want every page to adhere to those particular settings. This is easily accomplished by selecting this option. You may then configure the font that will be used uniformly throughout Internet Explorer. The next option is to ignore the font size specified on web pages. This can come in handy for those who are using screen enlargement software. As I said, you have some web page designers who will put a size 18, 20, 24 font because they think it's accessible. By checking this checkbox, you override that, and you could set the font size to whatever you'd like. Smallest, small, medium, larger, or largest. And then you will have the same size font uniformly throughout all web pages in Internet Explorer. The last option is to format documents using My Style Sheet. This is for cascading style sheets. Many web designers use cascading style sheets on their website. The website you are currently viewing as you access this particular class uses a cascading style sheet to set the background color, the text style, the color of the header font, and more. If you are adept at CSS, or if you visit a web page and find that you really like what they're doing and you know they're using CSS and would like to specify that as your own specification for all pages on the Internet, you can download it to your computer and simply type the path into the edit field or browse your computer until you locate the CSS document. Then all pages will conform to that setting. Once you have selected the options or enabled the options you'd like to use, simply tab to OK and press the spacebar. This saves your changes. If you were done, you could tab to OK and press the spacebar again, close out the Internet options, and you're finished. But if you decided to ignore the colors or ignore the fonts, you may want to pay a visit to the Colors button on the Internet Options dialog. Once again, open the Tools menu of Internet Explorer, press Enter on Internet Options. You may then use your Tab key to locate the Colors button. When you locate the Colors button, press the spacebar on that option. This takes you into a dialog where you can configure the colors that will be displayed on web pages. Now here's the deal with this. If you check the checkbox to ignore colors on web pages, then all web pages will conform to these colors. If you did not check that checkbox, these colors will only be used for web pages where colors are not specified. Web designers have an option. They can specify colors or they can leave it blank so that everything is displayed in the default colors you select for Windows. And you'll notice that there is a checkbox here, Use Windows Colors. If you uncheck that checkbox, then two color selection fields become available, one for text and one for background. Pressing the spacebar on these fields opens a color palette dialog. You may use your mouse button or your mouse to select a color by simply double-clicking it, or you could use your arrow keys to navigate. Now, neither screen reader reads this particular display, so this is a purely sighted feature of Internet Explorer. If you use your mouse navigation, you can double-click a color and then click on OK. If you are using the navigation of the keyboard, you would simply focus on the color, tab to OK, and press the spacebar. You'll find these same options available for text, background, visited, and unvisited. The visited and unvisited are for links, so you can set a color for the visited links and one for the unvisited links, and you could provide as much contrast for yourself as you would like. You'll notice that there's also a Use Hover Color checkbox. When the mouse hovers over a link, the link will reflect that color. It will be a color that will highlight the link whenever the mouse hovers over the link, so it kind of makes sense. When you check that checkbox, then another color selection box becomes available, and you can select a hover color. When you're done configuring your colors, you can tab to the OK button and press the space bar. Within the Internet options is also the font option. You can configure your fonts within Internet Explorer. To configure the fonts, you simply open your Internet options, tab to the font button, and press the space bar. The fonts work much the same way as the colors. It's based on whether or not you have selected the Override Font Styles checkbox in the Accessibility options. If you have checked that checkbox, then all web pages will use the fonts you are about to configure. If you did not check that checkbox, then only web pages where the web author has not specified a font style will the font you are about to configure be used. Within the font dialog is a combo box and two list boxes. The combo box allows you to select the language script. If you would like to read your web pages in English, you have an English version of MSIE, you will want to select the Latin-based option. Pressing the tab key moves you into a web page font list box. You may use your up and down arrow keys or the first letter of the font for which you are looking. This is the font that will be used for HTML formatted text. The next list box is the plain text font. Unformatted text will be displayed within this font. So you can select one style of font for formatted text and another style for unformatted text. As you select fonts within these list boxes, the text within the sample field will change to reflect that font. It's directly beneath each of the list boxes. Kind of visual, obviously, because it's showing you what the font looks like. So you won't be able to read it with a screen reader. With your mouse, you could probably read the word, which will say Latin if you select a Latin-based font, but you won't be able to tell if it's any particular type of font or how readable it is. This is strictly a visual element. When you're done selecting your font, simply tab to OK and press the space bar. You've now configured your accessibility features. You've determined if you want to override the font style, the font size, and the colors. And you also have determined whether or not you wanted to have a specific font or a specific color palette when you are browsing the Internet. You may tab to the OK button and press the space bar. There are a number of other features that you may also be interested in configuring when you are accessing the Internet. There are a number of features that just make your browsing life a little bit easier, and these are located in the Advanced Options of MSIE. To access the Advanced Options, open the Tools menu and press Enter on Internet Options. When you have Internet Options open, you want to press Control, Shift, Tab. That will take you to the last property sheet, which is the Advanced Property Sheet for MSIE. Once in this particular property sheet, you will be placed in a list of checkboxes. You may use your up and down arrow keys to navigate through these checkboxes, or you can press the first letter of the item for which you are searching. There's a special feature of Windows which can come in handy here. If you're curious about what a particular option will do, focus on the option and press Shift F1. Shift F1 will open up a small box and your screen reader will read the contents of the box. This small box will give you a description of the particular element upon which you are focused. This works throughout Windows. Most programs are configured to allow this information. Menu options, dialogues, property sheets are configured so that if you press Shift F1, that little box will appear and be read to you. To close the box, just press the Escape key, and you're back in the dialog. You can continue on as normal. As you move through these options with the up and down arrow key, you will notice that following the label of the checkbox, you will hear on or off. This tells you whether or not the option has been enabled. If you do not hear this on-off tag in Windows 98 or Windows Millennium, you'll want to go to Windows Startup and make sure all of your accessibility features are installed. Windows XP displays these automatically. When you navigate through these, again, you can use your arrow keys or press the first letter of the item for which you are searching. You will find that each is associated with a checkbox, and you can toggle this checkbox through the use of the space bar. I'm not going to go through all of these, but there are a few which deserve special notice. For example, disable script debugging. As you browse web pages, you may find that some scripting errors occur within documents, and you will be asked if you'd like to debug the script. Well, obviously, it's not your script. Why would you want to debug it? By enabling this option, you disable this error notice, and you will no longer be prompted to debug any scripting. So you want this option on. The next one is enable personalized favorites menu. This is unique to Windows XP. What it does is it takes the menu, the favorites menu of Internet Explorer, and abbreviates it. So you have maybe the most frequently used 5 or 6 options displayed, and then a little arrow which will expand the menu. If it maintains focus of the cursor for a few seconds, it will automatically expand, and this could cause your screen reader to lose focus. So you want to turn this option off. You do not want the personalized favorites menu. It's enabled by default, and you want to disable this option. Again, this option is not available in all flavors of Windows. So if you don't have it, that's perfectly normal. The next option is don't display online media content in the media bar. This is specific to MSIE 6.0. The media bar is a special little window pane that opens up on the left-hand side of the display and can play different media sources. It can play audio files such as MP3s. It will be able to play videos. But you may not want to have everything play within the media bar because it's rather difficult to navigate and access. You're probably used to having your media played in Winamp or in Windows Media Player. So what you can do is you can simply turn this option off by unchecking this checkbox. When you uncheck this checkbox, everything acts as it has in the past. Winamp files will launch in Winamp, Windows Media files will launch in Windows Media, etc. The last option I want to talk about is the Show Pictures option. When you browse a web page, everything you view or everything you listen to is downloaded to your computer. You have a folder called Temporary Internet Files on your computer, and everything you download is placed within that particular folder. This is what can take some time, especially if you're on a modem. You may find that it takes a while for the application to finally finish loading the page. Well, if you disable the pictures, maybe you don't need them, maybe you don't have any vision, you have no need for the graphics, and you'd like to have a more efficient and a quicker download of web pages. By unchecking Show Pictures, all of the pictures are eliminated from web pages. You'll no longer have to download them. Only the text will download, and you'll no longer have to deal with those long and cumbersome downloads of web pages which use a lot of graphics. This does not affect the alt tags of your graphics. You'll still hear them because the placeholders will still be there where the picture would normally appear, and the alt tags will appear on any graphics that are links. You won't even notice any difference in screen reader navigation. It's just the speed with which the browser downloads the page is significantly improved on pages that have a lot of graphics. So if you don't need the graphics, nobody in your home needs the graphics, you can disable them. Of course, you can disable them when you use the computer and re-enable them at will by simply coming into the advanced options and checking the checkbox once more. We've discussed configuring your font, your colors, overriding the web author's specifications on documents, getting rid of pictures, enabling some of the special features within Internet Explorer, and we've generally made the browser more accessible to screen reader and screen enlargement software users. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson, and I hope you'll join me next week. Thank you very much. My name is Kathy Ann Murtha. Visit me on the web at www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com or drop me an email with your comments or feedback, kathy@accesstechnologyinstitute.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to seeing you next week on ACB Radio's Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu. It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.